You are now entering the very world of Milton Jones.
Good evening, I'm Milton Jones. When I was 9 years old, my teacher asked me if I wanted to take the school guinea pig home. 7 months later, I arrived in the African Republic of Guinea. No one knew where I was, the British consulate wouldn't help, and my space hopper had a puncture. There was a fuel crisis a few months ago. I went to Tesco's and did some panic buying. Yeah, I bought 2 whistles and a banana. Well, I panicked. So here I am, out for a nice walk in the rain with my son and the dog. Come on, let's play fetch. Go on, Spike, fetch him.
Oh, Dad, I hate it when you do that. You know I can't swim.
The river level in the valley seems very high today. What is it, Spike?
Dad, I'm frightened.
I don't believe it.
What is it, Dad?
Here we are in the middle of Wales, and it's actually stopped raining.
Oh, no. And Dad, look up there. What's that yellow thing?
That, my boy, is the sun. Oh, I'm blinded.
Oh, Dad, no. He's fallen off the cliff. Dad!
Ouch! Ouch! Ahead! On a rock! Ow! And another! My life flashes before my eyes!
Milton Jones, naturalist, environmentalist, and trusting friend of every living creature.
Who are you and what do you want?
I'm the angel come to take you on one last, unique look back at your life. Now let's get the tape started. Oh, I'm so rubbish at these things. Okay. Ooh, golly! You were brought up by animals.
That's right. I was the only survivor of a plane that crashed into the Canadian wilderness.
Oh, yes. And you were raised by wild, ferocious beasts like Tarzan of the Apes or the wolves in the Jungle Book.
Yes, I was brought up by salmon.
The fish.
Yes.
Right. And did that affect you in later life at all?
Yes. At home, instead of a staircase, I had a waterfall. I'd often battle the force of the current until at last I leapt exhausted onto the landing. But, you know, I quite often got up there and forgot what I went up for.
And tell me, do you have any regrets?
Not having a downstairs loo.
Now, your brother also survived the plane crash.
Yes, I met him in the wild a couple of times. There was always a tension between us because he was being brought up by grizzly bears.
But you've always had an affinity with animals. So have I, really. Oh, you can translate what they're saying. Is that true?
Oh, yes. Listen. The language of love slips from my lover's tongue. Cooler than ice cream, warmer than the sun. But tell me just one thing. Just one thing. Who's that gull running around with you?
Now you're pulling my leg. That's an old Eurythmics song.
No, all the Eurythmics music originally came from animals. You may not know this, but Annie Lennox was brought up by cows. She just copied their songs.
Cows, yeah, this I have to see.
Look, there they are under that tree. Hey, guys, why are you sitting down? Here comes the rain again. Oh, right. Now, I'm afraid I won't be at milking this afternoon. Well, I always use gloves. Nothing seems to hurt me when I'm close to you. And I always remove all sharp objects. I'm so full. Milk, yes. Desire. Oh, dear. Sorry to hear about your calf. It's all right, baby's coming back. No, I don't think so. Do you know how much veal is a pound?
Okay, so you were brought up by Canadian salmon, then you were rescued, and then you stayed with some frogs.
Yes, but I didn't stay long in Quebec. I wanted to go back to the place of my birth, Wales.
And you were determined to enter your homeland just like a salmon.
Yes, I went the wrong way up the M4.
And you were adopted by your aunt and uncle. They were both geography teachers.
Yes, so much so they were beginning to evolve leather patches on the skin of their elbows. But living with them wasn't easy.
Dear Milton, happy birthday to you.
Go on and blow out your candles, Milton. Milton?
Go on, Milton, what's wrong?
It's my cake.
It's a contour island cake, Milton, made out of layers of sponge. You see where the tree line stops there?
I know what it is, but why is it always a geography cake? Last year it was a marzipan meandering river with fruitcake alluvial plain. The year before, a Rice Krispie scree slope. Why can't I have a Batman or a football cake? Here, this is what I think of your contour island.
Well, now you've made a V-shaped valley, haven't you?
No, it's not.
Oh, you're right. It's more like a U-shaped valley. Well, if no one's going to have cake, I'll put the tectonics away, shall I?
Auntie, they're just plates.
Right, come on, let's all just settle down, shall we? Like a warm air mass. Otherwise, you know, it's all going to end in precipitation.
And why is it that we can never talk about emotions without using geographical language?
All right, there's no need to erupt.
Right, that's it. I'm leaving.
What, field trip, is it?
No!
Don't forget your cagoule.
Geography is pointless and stupid. Why does anyone have to know where they are?
Milton, pass the broom cupboard.
I know. I was just getting a broom to take with me.
Larder.
I know.
Warmer.
Stop it.
Colder.
Stop it.
No, I'm saying that's the fridge.
So you lived in one of those small, close-knit rural communities where everyone kept an eye on each other.
Yes, they were so nosy. You couldn't land a helicopter in your front garden without the whole street knowing. And it was very claustrophobic, but then I did spend a lot of time in the broom cupboard.
Yeah, but what I mean, Milton, is that everyone was very suspicious. Even a local radio station was called Radio Paranoia. You got a job there.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Paranoia.
Radio Paranoia. Have you left the grill on?
Yes, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Statistically, the most likely time for an intruder to break in. Did you lock the car? Is your partner still breathing? Radio Paranoia, broadcasting 24 hours a day, because we're all too scared to go to sleep.
Radio Paranoia. Can you smell burning?
I've got a dedication here, just to say happy birthday to Philip Harris of Cardiff. The person didn't give their name. I wonder why not. Watch out for those parcels, Philip. And we hope you'll have many more happy birthdays. And why shouldn't you? We'll be telling you why after the news.
So let me just get this straight. You were brought up by salmon, but you hated geography and had no sense of direction.
Yes, and I couldn't swim either.
Why?
Veruca.
But your first love was always the animal kingdom.
Oh, yes. When I was at the radio station, I was always organising fun events. Right, nice to see so many of you. I guess we're all here because we love animals. I was thinking that at this time of year, humans have a lot of fun. Well, why shouldn't our pets as well? That's why, as a special treat for all the dogs and cats assembled here, I'm very pleased to put on this firework display for pets.
I'm shocked. I thought you'd know how animals feel. You were once a fish. Some of those cats look terrified.
Yeah.
Well, just to say then, for the tape, if you're letting off a few fireworks in your back garden, don't let your pets anywhere near.
No, take them to an organised display.
I can't believe this. Did you ever try and work with humans?
Well, whenever I did, it didn't seem to go very well. Ah, Mr. Thomas.
So you're the chiropractor, are you? I've been waiting ages.
Right. Would you mind removing your shirt, please?
Going to examine me straight away, are you?
No, I just don't like a shirt.
What was that?
And if you could lie down on the couch, face down.
Why?
Don't like your face either.
Pardon?
Now tell me, does this feel cold on your back?
Yes, it does.
Good, that's a can of Tizer I'm going to drink later.
Listen, I've got a pain in my lower back.
I see, right. Well, just lift your left leg up, stretch out your right arm, half twist to the right. Now, you may hear a clicking sound. There, that's the door shut.
Right.
Right, now I'm going to break the spine.
What?
Of this instruction book here. Otherwise, it'll never stay open. I'm quite new to this, you see.
Look, are you going to do any manipulation at all?
Don't you like me?
Well, I mean, it's not a case of like, is it?
I'll cry if you don't like me.
Stop it, I know what you're doing. I'm beginning to regret going privately.
I could always open the door again.
Please don't open it.
No, that was your back.
Have you got any qualifications at all?
Oh, yes, I've got diplomas in psychology and homeopathy, so I guess that makes me a psychopath. Mr. Thomas, come back! Please, take your shirt!
So you went back to working with animals.
I tried my hand at being a wildlife artist.
Oh, well, glad to hear it.
Right, got everything. Pens, pencils, rubber, ruler. Most importantly, the rare yellow-throated goldfinch. Right, and as it's the first time I've done this, I'm going to trace it. Kick still, will you? And my career as a portrait artist didn't work out much better. Are you ready, Your Majesty? Right, here we go.
But you were obsessed by the natural world, like the time you joined the Wildlife Club.
Right, well, I'm sure you'll all agree, it's been a fantastic conference. I'm afraid, though, I'm going to have to stand down from being chairman of the club. As some of you know, I've been suffering from arthritis for some time now, and I really think it's time for a younger person to lead the group.
Well, let me be the first to say how sorry we all are to hear that. And we must think of an appropriate way to thank you.
Yeah. Let's eat him.
What?
Let's eat him. That's what would happen in the wild.
Who said that?
Me, up here. I'm hanging upside down in the rafters, covered with brown fur.
Oh, not you again, Milton.
Come on, everyone. If we work as a team, we can take him down now.
Really, after all Nigel has done for the group.
And if anyone wants to be the new leader of the pack, they have to fight me. And whoever wins gets to have all the women.
Oh, for goodness sake.
How dare you be so disrespectful?
Oh, look out, his harness is giving way.
Ouch. Oh, I can't move. Please help me.
No, it's survival of the fittest, Milton. And now you can take off those stupid ears.
What stupid ears?
As with often in your life, when you felt people were against you, you returned to work for your favourite radio station.
Radio Paranoia.
So, when did you last get your tyres checked? Brakes? Remember, it only takes a fraction of a second. You're listening to The Drive Time Show on Radio Paranoia.
Radio Paranoia. How do you know your doctor's properly qualified?
Boo! You're listening to Radio Paranoia. This next record is for anyone who was brought up by animals. This is Whitney Houston, who spent her early years with wolves.
And that record got a big reaction, didn't it? You got a letter from someone a bit special. You went out for a romantic meal, didn't you, Milton?
Lottie had been brought up by hyenas, and she was South African. Basically, this meant she laughed a lot, but she didn't know why. Yes, and so that's how my parents died.
I have never laughed so much. But seriously, you say your brother is still out there?
Yes, he's made his home with the bears. I've done a bit of research on their social structures, sleeping habits and diet, and as far as I know, he'll be living in a family unit, sleeping in a bed just the right size and eating lots of porridge.
Ach, Milton, I have had hardship as well. There have been lots of difficult times living with hyenas.
But a lot of laughs as well.
What do you mean?
Well, they're hyenas. Don't they laugh a lot?
Oh, it may sound like laughing, but they are, in fact, trying to attract a mate.
Shall I get the bill?
It's been a lovely evening.
Well, I'm glad I persuaded you to come into the restaurant instead of just rummaging through the bins outside.
Milton, let me be direct. I love you. I want to have your babies.
This isn't a hyena thing, is it?
I want you to come out to Africa and live with me and the hyenas, and I won't take no for an answer.
No.
Welcome to Africa. Oh, that's strange. The Serengeti is deserted.
Probably all the animals are in hiding until the end of the Paul Simon concert. Did you know Paul Simon was actually brought up by dogs?
Hello, lamppost.
So you married Lottie?
Yes, Africa is a beautiful place. I remember one night looking up at the stars and thinking, I must mend that hole in the roof. Then we opened a safari suit park, where people wearing safari suits could wander freely, and visitors could watch them from the safety of their cars.
Oh, but golly, Milton, I just realised you were one of the first environmentalists to notice climate change.
Being brought up as a salmon meant that I had an innate sense of when something was wrong, and something was wrong in the Serengeti. I think it was the snow.
So you both set off round the world to get proof that the Earth was in peril. Lottie went south, and you went to the Arctic.
And it wasn't easy to communicate with the locals.
Well, yes, I know. They have 20 words for fish and 80 words for snow.
No, that's just a myth. The real problem is they don't have any words except snow and fish. I remember once coming back from a hunting trip. Oh, it's cold out there. I really enjoyed that.
Yes, well done, Milton. You fished well in the snow today.
Yes, thanks a lot.
And you snowed well in the fish.
Yes, sorry about that. I really had to go.
No, you snowed well in the fish. I'm just saying, sometimes if you drive it too fast, you can skid off the snow and break a fish. Now, you wrap up warm because, you don't want to catch a snow and be off work for ages.
Oh, yes, I see. Achoo.
Hello, Milton.
Hi.
Did anything happen while we were out?
Well, the post has snowed.
Oh, let's see. Snow. 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 Another snow. Where are we going to get the fish to pay for these snows?
Ah, the fish is always greener on the other side.
Ah, yes, sorry about that, Milton. The fridge has broken down.
Now, Milton, I rented a couple of snows. You know, we can watch one tonight if you like.
Great. What did you get?
Silence of the Fish. All the President's Fish. From Russia with Fish. The Man with the Golden Fish. And Fish Finger.
And what's that one?
A snow called Wanda.
Oh, Milton, would you like something to eat?
Oh, lovely.
Okay, we've got fish snow.
Tomato soup, right.
Fish and fish.
Chicken and chips.
And fish juice.
What's that, apple, orange?
No, it's the juice from a fish.
And in your search for climate data, you even crossed America on a Greyhound bus.
No, on a Greyhound.
Oh, the poor dog.
I wasn't actually sitting on him. He was pulling me and all my belongings on a small cart.
That's terrible.
Now, we stopped quite regularly.
I'm glad to hear it.
To pick up hitchhikers.
But the weather was getting weirder and weirder.
Weather report.
Hello. Well, it's been a bright and blustery day in many parts of the country, and in Lyme Regis, they recorded over 8 hours of sunshine. But don't let that fool you. You see, I was brought up as a fish, and I can instinctively feel when the weather's going weird. So here's a clue. Attention all shipping in sea areas Dorset, East Anglia, and Newcastle-under-Tyne. I also have a bad feeling about Nottingham, but I don't think that's the weather. And now for the long-range forecast.
Rain! Rain and more rain. We're all doomed. We're doomed, I tell you. Doomed!
But no one was listening.
No, and even if they were, they never trusted anything we broadcast anyway.
In desperation, you and Lottie meet up in New Zealand.
Sorry I'm late. It's very confusing trying to get directions to the nearest bar when all the locals are sheep. I had to spend the night on a mountain. I almost died. Yeah, thanks.
There are freak weather conditions everywhere. If only we could gather up all the animals.
All the animals in the world? That's impossible. Think about it. I mean, we would need an area the size of Wales.
Oh, no.
Great idea! And we need an ark of some kind. A vessel that already exists, but that doesn't harm the environment.
A nuclear submarine. But where are we going to get one of those?
Trust me, I'm good at scavenging.
So, Lottie went and picked up a nuclear submarine from a captain in the Russian Navy.
How come?
He was having a sale.
And you went back to Wales, not up the M4 this time, but by train. And you met someone you recognised on the platform.
Is it really you? You were brought up by bears. Do you remember? Fancy meeting you after all this time, and on Paddington Station. Wearing a duffel coat and Wellingtons. Do you know, I never knew your real name, but from now on, I will call you Yogi. And look, you've even got a sign round your neck saying, hungry and homeless.
Are you going to give me some change or what?
Is it really you, my brother?
Yes, it is. I've fallen on hard times. I was in the circus for many years, and I became addicted to gambling, which can be a bit of a problem in a trapeze act.
Do you know, I'm so glad. I thought I'd never be able to trace you.
Oh, get out of here!
Fair enough. We must keep in touch, though. What shall I call you, then? To be honest, you don't smell too great. Perhaps it should be Winnie the...
Rupert will be fine.
OK. Rupert the Pooh it is.
How weird to see him after all those years. You had a lot of catching up to do.
Yes, the train had already left.
And so the years began to pass.
Lottie and I bought a farmhouse and converted it into a barn. Generally, we were very picky about what kind of animals we took into our ark. They tended to come from well-to-do homes and arrived by Land Rover. No, in 4x4s.
In time, you had a son, and right from an early age, you taught him how to deal with climate change.
Right, son. Repeat after me. The grand old Duke of York.
The grand old Duke of York.
He had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill because it was the only dry place in York.
After years of fitting it out, the day came when you gave the nuclear sub a test run.
This is the life, deep under the ocean in a nuclear submarine manned by animals. Lottie, will you shut that chicken up, please?
That's the sonar.
Sounds like a chicken to me.
No, we've adapted the bat's sonar.
I still think it's a chicken, sonar. Not that I mind chickens. Bob Dylan spent his early years encouraging chickens.
Lee, 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 lee.
100 feet.
Steady as she goes.
102 feet.
You're being a bit precise with the depth, aren't you?
No, I'm looking at a centipede.
Oh.
Dad, I'm afraid one of the rabbits has had a little accident.
Right, I'll get something to clear it up. Whoops! Sound the alarm!
You and the animals all escaped with your lives, which then left you and your family waiting for the end of the world. So sad. And all I've got time to do is show you some bits from other people's lives.
Thank you for coming in, Mrs. Wilmshurst. I'm happy to say that Peter's operation went very well, but it seems that a piece of surgical equipment has somehow accidentally been left inside his body.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Do you see this X-ray picture here? Well, that came out of Peter's mouth about half an hour ago. We left an X-ray machine inside him.
And this is set in one of those cobbler's come key-cutting shops.
Just these two, is it, sir? Won't be a second. There you are, sir. A perfect copy.
Yeah, I wanted them rehealing.
And they say that lightning never strikes twice.
Thank you for coming in again, Mrs. Wilmshurst. The new operation went very well, but alas, I'm afraid that once again, something has been left inside your husband.
Oh, no.
Yes, could you get me out of here? If you look, there should be a scalpel on my desk.
Well, Milton Jones, so this is where we left you, falling into a river. Goodbye.
My uncle, he was a good swimmer. As children, we all used to climb on his back, and then he'd swim out into the ocean, and we'd all get a really good view of the fish. Because years earlier, he was in a shark attack, and surgeons had fitted him with a glass bottom. I don't know much about India, except they drink a lot of tea and they keep having floods. So someone somewhere is not saying, "That's enough for me, thanks."
Oh, what's that? Oh, water. Must try and swim. Hang on, I can do this. Up the waterfall! Oh, I'm glad I stayed fit. I knew a salmon once who lost his fitness because of smoking. Tasted lovely, though. Nearly at the top! Hey!
Dad, you're safe. But what about the end of the world?
It's all right, son. I remember now. While I was under the water, I had a vision. Yes?
Good evening. We are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I am Pestilence. This is Plague.
Evil.
War.
Hello.
And Famine.
Hello.
Oh, right, so this is the end of the world.
I'm afraid so.
But no, you can't come here.
Why not? We are the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
It's a precaution for foot and mouth disease. Oh, right.
That was The Very World of Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones. It also starred Dave Lamb and Mwenna Banks. The show was written by Milton Jones, with Dan Evans, Mark Evans and James Barkman, Mike Haskins and Les Keane. The music was by Guy Jackson, the producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.